Nelson Mandela said that education is the most powerful weapon which we can use to change the world. Education has been important to Americans since the development of the Constitution, and it's obviously evolved over the years. But our main goal has always been to keep education and keep our country strong. As educators, we want our students to be college and career ready. So in our federal regulation, it even talks about preparing students with disabilities to be ready for that post-secondary life of education, employment, and independent living. And we need to use evidence-based practices with our students. So the best way to get those evidence-based practices is by examining data. Todd Park, a technology advisor to President Obama, had said, "Data by itself is useless, and data is only useful if you actually apply it." So today I'm going to show you the post-secondary outcomes data analysis website. So some of us also know it as Indicator 14, which is a survey of our students with disabilities who graduate, age out, or drop out, and they are surveyed 1 year later. And this site will allow you and your district to review and examine data in a meaningful way, and so that you are able to use it and determine which evidence-based practices would be best suited for your students. Here you will find, we will talk about the Indicator 14 post-school outcomes data site. First of all, I will show you how to access it through the Department of Education's website. So here's our Department of Education website for South Dakota. I scroll down, find the special education page. And on the special education page, you will see where it talks about data collection and fiscal. So you go down to data collection, indicator 14, or post-school outcome survey, is a state performance plan indicator. So you will click there. Then you will scroll down. Each indicator has a technical assistance guide and links to any of the websites that you need to implement those. They also have different indicator information about each indicator that could be used for you. So here's indicator 14. It has the Appendix A secured website where you put all the demographic information about the students who age out, graduated, or dropped out yearly. And here's the indicator 14 data analysis site. So this is what the data analysis site looks like. When you first get here, there's contact information. It talks a little bit about the survey, what the South Dakota statewide reports look like, usage agreement. So districts, special ed directors have usernames and passwords. If a district would like someone else in their district to have a username and password to access the site, such as a high school special ed teacher, they just need to go to the usage agreement and fill it out. And again, this takes you back to that Indicator 14 Appendix A website. When you log, there's login information down here where you put your username and password. And once you log into the site, you will see this welcome confidentiality reminder. There are two main areas. There's a district data component, and then there's a district report component. So under the district data component, you will see a GEDE table. And what that means is a gender, exit, ethnicity, disability, and exiter. And I'll show you what that looks like. You also have a district data sort, so you'll be able to sort different data based on your district. You can look, so if you want to look at your 2012 versus your 2015, you can do that and so forth. So you can select the year and you will get this report. What the gender, ethnicity, disability, and exiter data shows is that your population, how many students that year could have been surveyed. So how many kids actually left your district that year? In this situation, there was 30 kids who left, and this is their big, this is the breakdown of their demographics. 24 of them were actually contacted. All 38 of them were tried to contact, but 24 actually were contacted and completed the survey. So that's a really high response rate. Okay. Oops. All right. Now, under district data, you have a district data sort. Again, you can select the year. And here's the data sort. You can click different surveys. You can look at male or female. You can do different ethnicities, disability categories, exit code, whether they're ELL. And you can pick several different types. Service linkage, anticipated post-school outcome. So what was their goal? You can select what they thought they were going to do when they left. Did they actually meet that? Transition programming, so project skills, were they, did they do YLF, catch the wave, self-advocacy courses, and then just general work experience, and does that make a difference for your students? So you can see the 24 that were contacted, 6 completed, did not complete it, which is 30. Talk about the person interviewed, everything. So every question that is asked of your students is actually listed in this area. And then when you get down to here, it shows of all the kids, how did they do on indicator 14 based on the definitions for indicator 14. So let's see how our regular diploma students did. Those students who actually received a regular diploma. And here, all 24 of them received a regular diploma. So let's see how many of them who thought they were going to go to a four-year college, if they actually went. So of the 3 kids that said they wanted to go to a four-year college, all 3 of them, you can see, completed this section. Okay, so we go through and see what they say for every single question. And when we look, there's this red is the duplicated. The blue is what's actually going to be reported for indicator 14 for them. It's 2 of them, 2 of the 3 actually met that indicator 14 higher education status. And they did, the other one was not another post-secondary education or training. It talks about if you were not in that post-secondary education, why did it not work for you? And you may or may not get questions answered here. So let's look down at the bottom. Of the 3 that thought they were going to go to a four-year school, 2 actually went on to higher ed. And one of them ended up going into competitive employment. And so then you see information regarding other areas that may be helpful for you as you are examining how your students are doing and which services or evidence-based practices may have been more helpful for them. Okay, so that's how the data sorts work. Okay, let's go to the district reports. These are reports that are generated for districts to help summarize data and to look at data. So there's a summary report, and the nice thing about the summary report, it's almost like a one-page report. It does say it has a print feature, but actually you would copy and paste this into a Word document and modify it as you feel necessary, especially depending on the group you're presenting the information to. But it's just a quick snapshot of how the students are living, that adult living, if they had contact with adult service agencies, what their post-secondary breakdown was, employment, and then this is how the district did for indicator 14, and that's based on that information right there. Another report is just a quick indicator 14, so you would know how you're going to be publicly reported, and this would be the breakdown for that public report. There's a report starter, and this is one you definitely want to copy and paste into a Word document to make it appropriate for the audience that which you're looking at. I know there was a large district who would send this to their school board members. Sometimes you may want to, depending on your school size and those kinds of things for confidentiality, you may want to, you know, do some look at it there. And there is a lot of information. So you may just want to take a look at higher ed and not employment, or you might want to look at employment, or, you know, there's a lot of different things that you can do. So you just need to read through here and figure out which data is the most important for you to report on. It also kind of helps narrow some of your focus down if you use these reports to determine which ones might help you figure out where to even start looking in that data sort to drill down into who's the data, who was collected, who was contacted, what might they have said that would help us understand how to do a better job for future students. There is a longitudinal data report. Unfortunately, my test district doesn't let me access that. But you can select several different years. You can select from 2012 all the way through 2015. You can just select 2012 and 2013. It just depends. The thing I like about the longitudinal data report is a lot of times we have a kid graduate in 2012, and then we have one in 2014, and then we have three in 2015. So it's hard to look at 1 year of data. But if you select them, all of them, and that way you can see over time, how did all those small numbers of students do in each of those big categories of post-secondary or higher ed or employment. One district I noticed showed none of their eight students went on to higher education. So that would be a goal for a teacher or a district, is to actually have one of their students go into higher ed. And what they can do is, for some of our districts out there, you've been a special ed teacher in that same district for the last 5 years, and you know your students. It's easy to remember to pull those students or look at their IEPs or think about how you write their IEPs, and then go into evidence-based practices for helping students get into higher ed, and if there are ways you can implement those activities that may actually improve that chances for students. And so that's kind of something that the Department of Education will be working on, is how do you look at this data reports that we just showed you, and how looking at your IEPs, you might be able to do some things that are different, that are evidence-based practice and activities that would improve your goals for those students, or help those students achieve the goals, higher ed versus competitor employment. So thank you for taking a look at the different reports and the information you can access here in the post-school outcomes data website, and hopefully it'll be helpful for you as a teacher and as district administrators.